Hi, I'm Monica. I'm 28 years old and I'm from London. When I look back at my childhood, I always remember myself as being a very happy child who smiled and laughed a lot and had no trouble making friends. But at the age of 12, I started getting these really intrusive thoughts. I was soon diagnosed with OCD and it felt like my whole world had turned upside down. I was lucky enough to get help at the time and saw a child psychiatrist until the age of 18. Along with having someone to talk to and my medication, it felt like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders and my OCD became manageable. But being the daughter of first-generation immigrant Chinese parents, who had no idea what mental health was and couldn't understand what I was going through, outside of the safety of my psychiatrist's office, I was on this journey alone. Only my parents knew of what I was struggling with, and even we didn't talk about it with each other. I had to hide what I was feeling, because who would accept me this way? I feared judgment, shame, and embarrassment, and rightly so. It was a secret I kept from the world. At 18, I thought I was cured from OCD, and I went through most of my 20s feeling content and satisfied. I had shut the door on my teen years and threw away the key. But unfortunately, that's not how it works. It's only in the last year when certain events unfolded in my life that I realised that mental health is a continuous journey, full of ebbs and flows, much like a boat on water. Fears of OCD returned, I had depression, and the thought of needing to seek professional help again scared me. It's during this time that I started doing some volunteer work with a youth mental health charity called Beyond. I joined the youth board, and things have really started to change. The way I view myself and my mental health has changed. Inspired by their founder, Johnny Benjamin, CEO Louisa Rose, and the rest of the youth board, who are all like me but also unlike me, I have found my voice for the first time. Also for the first time, I feel a little brave, enough to have the strength to share my story with anyone who'd listen, and be honest about the part of myself that I'd always been ashamed of. It's taken this wonderful group of like-minded, incredible people to help me feel this way. I still have a lot of work to do, but I'm hopeful for the first time. I know it's okay to be who I am without shame, fear, and judgment, and I hope you know this too.